You're listening to KVSH LP FM 101.9 on Vashon Island and on the World Wide Web at voiceofvashon.org or on the KVSH app. Hi, and welcome to Beyond Category. This is John Mitchell, your host. Thanks so much for joining me for some music today. On Beyond Category, I play a mix of styles, genres, music from around the world sometimes. This time around, October 14th was Indigenous Peoples Day, the state holiday. So I'm going to do my best to do a Beyond Category tribute to North American musicians who are Indigenous, as they have blended their history and culture with other musicians and other musical traditions. First up is Don Pullen, who was a very well-known, very distinctive jazz pianist, but had Cherokee ancestry, and close to the time of his death, in about 1994, he put out an album called Sacred Common Ground, along with the Chief Cliff Singers, who were Kootenai Native Americans from Elmo, Montana. And from Sacred Common Ground, along with these singers and also a number of other musicians from other traditions, you will hear Reservation Blues on Beyond Category.
Yeah.
On KVSH, you just heard Corn Dance from an album called Symbols of Hopi from 1984. It's a group led by pianist Joe McManus with some American jazz musicians, but Corn Dance was written by a Hopi individual, and there were also percussionists of Hopi ethnicity on this album, pretty successfully blending some disparate musics. Before that, you heard Don Pullen with Reservation Blues from Sacred Common Ground, 1994. One musician prominent, especially in the American Northwest, who was Native American, played in other musical traditions, but also went back and very much brought forward his Native roots and culture, was Jim Pepper, who put out multiple albums with some of his jazz friends and exploring Native American songs and culture. Going to hear third in the set from Jim Pepper's album Coming and Going, going down to Muskogee. Muskogee, the famous huge powwow of many Native American groups. Before that, another selection from Coming and Going. It's called Squaw Song, in which Jim Pepper recites the names of many, many tribes. And at the top, you'll hear from tribute to Jim Pepper called Wichitaito, the music of Jim Pepper, arranged and conducted by Gunther Schuller and the WDR Radio Orchestra, Intertribal, which was written by Jimmy Kimball. First Intertribal, then Squaw Song, then Going Down to Muskogee, Jim Pepper on Beyond Category. Thank you.
Thank you. Viajo, 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 Eugene, Ponca, Osage, Cheyenne, Pony, Ponca, Epa, Huska, Pony, Seminole, Creek, Call, it's toe, kick a hole, won't you? Step on your toes and pull your nose. Suck on your toes. Itch your toe, kick a hole in your belly. Hey.
Down to Muskogee Town.
Down to Muskogee Town.
Way, way, how you now?
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 Ooh, 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 ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh
On KVSH, Jim Pepper and friends on Going Down to Muskogee. Wonderful chanting on that. The chanting was by Jim Pepper, but also Nana Vasconcelos, the Brazilian percussionist, Lester McFarland, who was the great bass player there, and Hamid Drake, the wonderful jazz and other kind of drummer from Coming and Going, which came out in the 1980s. Also from Coming and Going before that, Squaw Song, and at the top from Wichitaito, tribute to Jim Pepper by Gunther Schuller and others, you heard Intertribal, part of the Beyond Category tribute to Indigenous Peoples Day, just celebrated on October 14th. This is John Midgley, and you are listening to Beyond Category on KVSH LPFM 101.9 on Vashon Island, or on the World Wide Web on the KVSH app, or at voiceofvashon.org. And if you enjoy this show, you might want to check out other shows on voiceofvashon.org. They are archived for 2 weeks after they play on the air. There are a lot of great music shows on KVSH and other shows as well. Check it out, voiceofvashon.org. And if you enjoy this show or other shows, please consider making a donation to Voice of Vashon, which runs KVSH. We rely on listeners for our support. Please consider donating, and thank you for your support. Next on the Beyond Category honoring of Indigenous Peoples Day, you will hear from the famous Navajo / Ute flutist R. Carlos Nakai, who often plays kind of airy flute things, but here for Beyond Category, I'm going to play a song called Night Wind from Carlos Nakai's 1996 album, Cocapelli's Cafe. R. Carlos Nakai on Beyond Category. Thank you. on KVSH and Beyond Category's tribute to Indigenous Peoples Day. That's The Eagle Staff is First from Sacred Common Ground, the Don Pullen album. Talked about at the beginning of the show from 1994. You really heard Don Pullen's very distinctive piano style there. And again, you heard the Chief Cliff Singers along with Don Pullen. Before that, the great bebop song Bohemia After Dark, which doesn't contain Native American elements, but I just wanted to play something by the great bass player Oscar Pettiford, who was of Native American heritage and was a terrific player and composer. Bohemia After Dark, from Oscar Pettiford, Volume 2 from 1955. And at the top, R. Carlos Nakai with Night Wind from Cocapelli's Cafe. Well, for the final few minutes of this honoring of Indigenous Peoples Day on Beyond Category, I'm going to go back to Jim Pepper with his most famous song to end the show, Wichi Taito, again from the album Coming and Going from the 1980s. I want to give a little background about this song that has captured a lot of people's spiritual imagination. As a boy, Jim Pepper loved to spend time with his grandfather, Ralph Pepper, a Kaw Indian. He learned the sacred songs passed down from ancestors by listening to the rhythm of his grandpa's rattle and the chants slapped out on Ralph's knee. One of the songs that caught Jim's ear and soul was a peyote chant from the Comanche tribe celebrating water. There are many songs from American Indian life that honor the elements of Mother Earth. Wichi Taito is one that speaks to the water spirits. That's from the booklet accompanying Wichi Taito, the music of Jim Pepper, tribute to Jim Pepper. Briefly, just before playing Jim Pepper with Wichi Taito, I'm going to play one more selection from that tribute to Jim Pepper. It's called Fancy Dance Song by Steve Littlecock. Thanks so much for listening to Beyond Category. This is John Mitchell, your host. Enjoy the music. I'll see you next time. Ending this show honoring Indigenous Peoples Day with Jim Pepper's Wichi Taito.
Tanto give me wow, Hanico Rane Yanane no, which you tanto give me wow, Hanico Rane Yanane no way. Which you tanto give me wow, Hanico Rane Yanane no, which you tanto give me wow, Hanico Rane, Hanico Rane, Hanico Rane, which you tanto give me wow, Hanico Rane Yanane.
Thank you.
your town.